towards the repeater in use. Nothing heard at this time. We'll start the Ronnie information net. If for any reason anyone needs this repeater for an emergency during our net, please break in and someone will be happy to assist you. Calling the Ronnie net, calling the Ronnie net. This is N2HTL. My name is Aaron and I'll be your net control for this session of the Ronnie information net. Calling the Ronnie net, calling the Ronnie net. For this net, we'll be using the club call sign W2PE, which is the club call of the Radio Association of Western New York, also known as Ronnie. This is an open net, which means you may come and go as you like, and the net meets every Monday evening beginning at 7 p.m. local time on the following repeaters. W2EUP at 146.91 and 224.82, W2HKS at 444.0, and ABTUK at 29.68. This net has only one rule. You must have a technician class license or higher in order to check in. Club affiliation is not required to join the net. It's open to all amateurs. So wherever you can hear the Ronnie information net, you are encouraged to check in. Of course, when checking in, please give your call sign, our call sign, W2PE, and release your quick push to talk like so to ensure you're not doubling. Then give your call, your name, and your location. Of course, if you do have any comments or traffic or anything good for the net, please state so, and you'll be giving your turn. Let's begin by looking for mobile reportable stations first. Any mobile reportable stations for this evening's Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. N2RRR, Randy Mobile in Tonawanda. No comments this evening, Aaron.
W2PE. EC2RBL, Lee in the city of Tonawanda. No comments this evening. Portable.
W2PE.
This is KACTDY, Mike. Backyard portable at the grill, North Tonawanda.
W2PE. This is KZ2, GSZ, Ruth, and Atana Tonawanda. No comments, and good evening, Aaron.
KZ2PE. This is KZ2GCR, George, in the town of Tonawanda. And after next, I have words with Mike.
KZ2PE. This is KD2, KSG, Phil and Amherst, no comment.
W2PE. This is KD2DKH, Doug Mobile in North Tonawanda, no comment tonight, Aaron.
W2PE. 2JRS, Vince, Mobile in Buffalo, good evening.
W2PE. This is KD2CFU, John, in the town of Tonawanda. No comments.
W2PE. Here is KD2FIL, Donald. No comments.
Right there, there's a really nice call up. Let's welcome Don, KD2FIL. Thanks for joining us, my friend. KD2CFU. Good evening, John. Break real fast. Was that N2JRS that was trying to check in? Over.
Sure, N2JRS Mobile Buffalo.
Okay, got you on the list there. I just wasn't sure because you were doubling with someone or someone was doubling with you. No problem. Good evening, Don. KD2DKH. Good to hear you. KD2KSG. Good evening, Phil. KD2GCL and KD2GFZ. Good evening, Ruth and George. KD2G. Oh, and George, yes. Just call him like when the net is done. If he hasn't already gone in for dinner, then I'm sure he'll still be around. Mike, KD2GDY is in there, and KC2RBL. Lee is in there, and Randy, great to hear from you, my friend. N2RRR is in there as well. Any additional mobile or portable stations for this evening's Ronnie information, that please call W2PE. Let's move on to general check-ins now. General check-ins for this evening's Ronnie information net, please call W2PE.
W2PE. Good evening, KB2TIN, Ross and Kenmore just listening.
Two, WB2PE. WB2BEB, Paul in Grand Island, good evening all. No further comments.
Let's welcome Paul, WB2BEB, and Ross. Good to hear you, KB2TIN. Good to hear you, Ross. Thanks. Any additional check-ins, please call W2PE. Okay, let's move on. Of course, the next Ronnie board meeting, we'll see you in August. The next Ronnie general meeting, we'll see you in September. Wasn't that a song? I thought it might be Ross. Maybe you can help me out with that one. And don't forget the next Ronnie breakfast get-together, which happens every third Saturday of the month. Is happening this Saturday, July 15th, which will happen at the Boulevard Family Restaurant, 2487 Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, right next to ABC Tool Rental. And you're going to have to make a choice on this one, folks, and I'll tell you why coming up very, very soon. Again, the breakfast is always every third Saturday, July 15th is our next one. Great coffee, great food and fellowship. Come on out and have an eyeball with your friends from Ronnie. Or anybody who wants to just come out and join us and say hello. We did the restaurant at 9 a.m., and we head down to the Buffalo Naval Park shortly thereafter. So here's where you need to make a choice. This is a great segue. The Ronnie is actually, well, we're not per se, but the park is actually celebrating, the Buffalo Naval and Military Park, is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the arrival of the USS Little Rock this Saturday, July 15th. There's going to be a special ceremony honoring this momentous event taking place at 10 a.m. and the public is invited to attend. USS Little Rock was the first to arrive, and at the time it was the only guided missile cruiser on display in the U.S. As a matter of fact, it still is. And the ship is the sole survivor of the U.S. Navy's World War II Cleveland class of light cruisers. There were 29 vessels total, and the Little Rock is the only one still around. Shortly thereafter, the USS the Sullivans arrived, and then the USS Croker arrived shortly thereafter that. And in 1981, Ronnie petitioned the park to allow them to have a station on board the Little Rock as part of its active tours, the park's active tours. And the park, that was a great idea, and the rest is history. We've been on the Little Rock since 1981. So this Saturday, a bunch of us are going to go down to the park between 9 and noon and put the Little Rock on the air, just for a couple of hours, but just to celebrate this momentous anniversary, the 40th anniversary of the arrival of the Little Rock. I'll be going down there probably around 9 a.m. If anyone would like to join me, just drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. If we get there early enough, we shouldn't have a problem with parking. You don't have to pay for parking on the weekends. But again, I'm going to be heading down to the park around 9 and probably staying till around noon. So if you want to come down, just drop me an email at oldhamradio@gmail.com. And we might have the ability to put three stations on the air for this. Sort of like a mini special event, as it were. Again, drop me an email if you want to come down, oldhamradio@gmail.com. This might be a perfect opportunity for some folks who've never had the opportunity to come down and visit the ship. Let's break and see if we have any additional check-ins for the Ronnie Information Net. Any additional check-ins, please call now.
W2EUP. W1OMR, Orlando and East Aurora. Good evening, everyone on the net.
W2PE. AA2DO, Dave, mobile in Amherst.
W2PE, AC2WTD, land, North Buffalo Portable. Good evening, Aaron and all.
Ron, good evening to you, sir. KC2WTD is in there, AE2DO. Good evening, Dave, and W1LMR. Good evening, Orlando. Good to hear you tonight. One brief recap. A bunch of members from Ronnie were able to take part in a 13 Colony special event this past week, operating under the call sign of W2PE and also as Kilo 2 Alpha. So if anyone was able to participate in that and work the 13 Colonies stations, of which there were 13 plus two bonus stations, That's WM3COL. I'm sorry, WM3PEN out of Philadelphia, and GB13COL out of Great Britain for a total of 15 stations. The conditions were absolutely dreadful. The bands were extremely noisy, and the propagation just was not cooperative at all. But the Ronnie teammate, they were able to put together a total of 1,588 contacts operating as K2A. So congratulations to everyone from Ronnie who participated. And keep in mind, folks, that Ronnie is a very, very active amateur radio club. There's a lot of things that we do over the summer months. We'll have recaps about that coming up at our first meeting in September. Most importantly, though, if you snooze, you lose. There's a lot of stuff that goes on over the summer months, so please pay attention to stuff that goes on here at the Ronnie Information Net for the next opportunity to take part in a special event. So again, I'd like to extend my thanks to Jim, to Chris, to Paul, to Mike, to Ken, and to Phil, and I don't think, and Kevin as well, for taking part in that. I hope you guys had a great time, and we'll look forward to taking part again next year. Don't exactly know where W2PE fit in as far as the total number of contacts for all of K2A, but I will announce that as soon as I find out from the director of the event how well we did. This is another one of those busy weekends, folks. July 15th, this Saturday, is the Batavia Hamfest in Alexander, New York. This is a Lancaster Amateur Radio Club-sponsored Hamfest in Alexander, New York. And you might want to head over to W2SO.org for more information about that. And then the Lancaster Amateur Radio Club's Lancaster Hamfest is going to be on September 9th. This is another W2SO-sponsored event, and you can head over to their website once again, W2SO.org, for more information. Busy Saturday. We've got the Batavia Hamfest, we've got the 40th anniversary of the arrival of the Little Rock, and we've got the Ronnie Breakfast Get Together. Set your calendars and plan your day accordingly. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins for tonight's Ronnie Information Net. If so, please call W2PE. All right, moving on, folks. Mark your calendar for this one, July 12th. Okay, is going to be the historic Night of Nights, Night of Nights 18, as a matter of fact. Actually, beginning on July 13th at 0001 UTC, which is actually Wednesday the 12th in U.S. time zones. You might ask, what is the Night of Nights? Well, this event commemorates the day on July 12th, 1999, when Coast Guard and shipboard stations operators ceased to transmit messages via Morse code. There's a little something on the W2PE.org website about WCC. You can go back and find that. But the annual event is sponsored by the Maritime Radio Historical Society and the RCA receiving station in Point Reyes National Seashore in California will hold an open house and tours of their facility starting at 3 p.m. Well, we're not in California, so who cares? But the Kilo Papa Hotel transmitter is going to be back on the air, broadcasting similar transmissions to what they did back in the day on various shortwave frequencies that they may have used back in the day. They're going to be sending out commemorative messages, weather, traffic lists, and the like. It's being sent from KPH. Station KFS, Kilo Foxtrot Sierra, will send the station identification wheel, which is pretty much the broadcasting of VVV, DEKFS, and frequencies that the ships at sea could listen on. And operators at the Kilo 6 Kilo Papa Hotel, which is the MRHS, the Maritime Radio Historical Society, their amateur radio club, will be on the air for special commemorative events on 80, 40, 20, 17, and 15 meters as propagation and operational availability permit. They will be handing out QSO cards and contact information to anyone who wants to make contact with them. And beginning at 0001 hours UTC on Wednesday, July 12th in U.S. time zones, for the 18th annual Night of Nights. And I will put something about this, more in depth about this, on the W2PE.com website. There will also be four U.S. Coast Guard. start stations on the air, as well as stations from the Chesapeake Bay in Virginia and in Astoria, Oregon, and some Canadian stations as well. So if you're relatively new to shortwave listening and you've never heard the ship-to-shore transmissions of any of these stations, again, be listening on Wednesday, July 12th at 0001 hours UTC, once again, for the 18th Annual Night of Nights. This is W2PE with the Ronnie Information Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Before we move on, please call now.
NPT, Ann in Cheektowaga, no comment.
W2PE.
This is K2LED, Bob in the town of Tonawanda. No traffic tonight, Aaron.
Hey, Bob, good to hear you back. K2LED and Ann, nice call sign. Welcome to the net. As yourself, KD2NPT, welcome to the net. Last thing I have for you folks this evening, I've talked about this before, but just wanted to make sure you mark your calendars. Beginning on Thursday, July 20th, and continuing for 2 days to commemorate its 20th anniversary, the International Space Station will celebrate 20th anniversary with a slow scan television event. Slow scan TV signals will be transmitted on 145.80 using FM, and the mode of slow scan TV. They will be transmitting the mode Papa Delta 120, and you're like, well, what the heck does that mean? But I will put something in more elaborate about this on the W2PE.com website. Free SSTV decoding software is available on the internet. Just go to Google and do a search for Mike Slow Scan TV. Mike Slow Scan TV. It's a free download, and again, if anyone needs any assistance on setting the software up to hear the Slow Scan TV downloads, just drop me an email, oldhamradio@gmail.com. Be happy to get you situated. Very, very easy to do. And as long as the pass is relatively overhead, you should be able to hear the received signals and decode them quite easily. And beginning on Thursday, July 20th, the International Space Station is celebrating its 20th anniversary. That's all the information I have for this week. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Let's take one last look for check-ins, and then we'll close it down for the week. Any additional check-ins who want to get on the list, please call now.
Kate Trilly D with a question.
Bob, go right ahead.
Kate Trilly D, WTPE. Aaron, with that software you mentioned, so you need your sound card connected to the to your rig, I take it, right?
Actually, Bob, it's a lot easier than you think. With the software, we'll simply decode it. As a matter of fact, the first time I was hearing the transmissions coming down, I wasn't even anywhere near my computer. So what I did was I recorded the downlink on my phone, and then I played the recording that I made on the voice recorder on my iPhone back into the microphone on my computer, and it still decoded it. So you just have to have the MMSSTV software, and it's very, very simple. The software actually has an auto function that automatically detects the mode that the ISS is using, and as long as you get the microphone relatively close to the phone or vice versa, it will decode it.
Alrighty, Aaron, thank you for that information. The first couple seconds was just cut off. You do have another check in there. Thanks for the answer. K2LED, back to net.
No problem. Yeah, I thought there was somebody else in there trying to check in. Do we have another check in for the net this evening? Please call W2PE. Nothing heard at this time. With no further net business, we'll close the Ronnie Information Net down for this week. We want to thank everyone for checking in this evening and remind you to please join us again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. As always, we wish to thank the Buffalo Amateur Radio Repeater Association, also known as BARA, for the use of the repeaters tonight, and to remind everyone to check into the BARA TechNet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on these same repeaters. Also, folks, consider joining BARA to help defray the costs of maintaining the repeaters, which they do on a regular basis. More information can can be found by going to their website at Barra Buffalo, that's B-A-R-R-A, buffalo.com. And if anyone has any information, questions, or topics for the Ronnie Information Net, please feel free to contact myself, N2HTL, at oldhamradio@gmail.com, or drop a note to Kevin, WA2FKV, at WA2FKV, at ARRL.net. On behalf of the Radio Association of Western Europe, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and hope to see everyone again next week. We now turn the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Have a great night and a great week, and we'll talk to everyone again next Monday evening. This is W2PE, clear.